Now, he should have a massive smile on his face, but he's got a bit of a grin, so he seems quite pleased, Stuart McCall, well, who joined us.
Makes up for what happened last night, yeah, I think, yes, doesn't it?
Joins us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. I don't need to ask you if you were happy with that. Was that one of the best display of the season? The most clinical, we were saying.
Probably, yeah. Obviously, most clinical, yeah. Having said that, we could have scored a few more. I think, listen, the lads have gone out. Sometimes you can be lucky. We're lucky today, not in the fact that we won the game, but we've played against a depleted Rochdale. You know, they aren't at the strongest today. They've had one lad out, international, one suspended, a couple injured. So, and I thought first half they looked a good side.
First half hour.
You know, yeah. Reuven, to be fair, has had one save, all of the boys offside, so he had a lot to do there. But I thought, when the man of match went up, I was, you know, struggling to name him, because I thought along the back, everyone did their job. Middle of the park, I thought Cullen, Law, terrific. More up front, Clark, you know, Hansen, Marshall, you know. So yeah, it was a very, very pleasing performance, naturally. And it's nice in front of your home fans to score four goals, because, you know, that's what we've lacked this season. We've played well in patches, you know, we've had 20 minute spells and not scored. And you only had to look at last night's game. I think three shots on goal, three blooming goals, wasn't it, for England?
Goals win games, don't they?
Exactly, but that's about being clinical at the right times, isn't it? We say when you're on top in games, and you know, because other teams will come, you can't dominate for 90 minutes. So there'll be patches in a game where the other team have got a little 10, 15 minute spell, putting crosses in or having shots at your goal. And it's how you stand up to that. But likewise, on the other toss of the coin, when you're dominating, putting crosses in and working your way through, it's, you know, if you can be clinical. So I'm really pleased, you know, first and foremost, because we had a couple of headaches selection wise today, you know, whether to bring, you know, James Meredith back in, because Killer is a bit harsh on him, but Killer knows his main position is a left centre back, and he's come to play left centre back and also to fill in at left back, which he's done more than adequately. But when James plays down the left, he's like a left winger for us, and Nicky Law comes off the line, he's like a left winger. And a bit harsh probably on Jordi Huula today, because he scored two in the last two league games. But Billy Clark, the way he goes about his job, and people always tell me Hansen and Clark can't play together. Well, we needed Billy for two things today, to come back and try to sit on the boy Camps, who can dominate the middle of park at times, which we've seen Rochdale do, but also to Billy, not just to do all his good work, which he does a lot of it, and link play, but to get in the box and to get his first goal. It's brilliant, because that's what we've been on all the time. His desire and his determination and his quality get him in the side, but we need him to get goals, because it doesn't matter if you call him a 10 or whatever. He's played up front on his own at MK Dons for us, he's played at the top of the diamond, but today I thought he showed his all-round appetite for the game's very, very good. His quality's good, and he's got another goal today, so pleased with that. And then his ball in for Dieng, terrific ball. So all over Marsh, we've had Marsh practicing free kicks all week, and finally let him get on one today.
We were going to ask you about that, because was he supposed to be taking that? He caught everybody out, including us.
No, he's in fairness to the lad, he's probably the last one to get into training. You know, we're in at 10 and he gets in at 10, but he's the last one off the training ground. You know, he's in there 20 minutes afterwards practicing, you know, going by mannequins, which he does well. You know, in fact, last week we did.
Chris Cooper can beat a mannequin.
And putting crosses in. We've worked all week on putting crosses in and finishing, crossing and finishing. And to get the goals that we've got, you know, two, even the set play, three, and then the other corner. It's nice when you work on things during the week. Don't always come off. But all four goals today were through what we've worked during the week. So that's credit to the players there, and I'm really pleased for them.
Yeah, we weren't sure with the Mark Marshall one, because Billy Clark was stood over there as well. And there seemed to be a massive gap suddenly. And we thought he was going to run over it. And I think the goalkeeper thought that as well. We just wondered whether he'd suddenly seen that there was a big gap there and just took the responsibility.
Yeah, no, I don't know what he saw. But he saw the bottom corner and it went in there. So we're delighted for that. But no, he's practicing left foot and right foot. That's the good thing with Marsh. If he can play on the left, he'll put great crosses. And play on the right, he can put good crosses in. And then last week, in fairness, in the cup game, he was our best player, right? And people thought, why are you taking him up? Because, and he understood the Marsh. They were dominating an area. We need to change the shape. And Marsh, you know, we went to a diamond. And we got back in the game, and we probably should have done better. But I didn't need anyone to tell me. I mean, he was decent, our best player, because we weren't great last week. And he was putting crossing, but we weren't getting anything from them in the end, you know, late on. And but he's a good character. He really is a good character, and he's determined and desperate to win a new contract here, and if he keeps performing like that, who knows.
You had Josh Cullen available again today after he'd been with the Irish under-21s. He looked to have pepped it up a little bit, even more from his previous performances here. What's he learned from being over with Ireland?
Well, he was terrific, and I've got to say that he gets called up for Ireland, and he's going to miss. It's a warm up in La Manga. It's a training camp, but they're playing two games, but they're only friendlies. I think today was one, and it was one on Wednesday, I think. And I did sort of sow the seed to Josh that, you know, be going away. Danny will be playing in the cup game. He'll be playing against Morecambe on the Tuesday, and he'll be playing today. And when you come back, Josh, you might not get inside. So he quickly phoned Ireland and says, can he get out of today's game? And Ireland were great because he would have only played 190 minutes and he's going to play probably on Tuesday. So Ireland, we spoke to West Ham first, spoke to Ireland. Yeah, so to have him out there today, on the back of his slightly disappointing performance at Wimbledon, you know, he gives a penalty away, which I'm not even sure was. I thought he was outstanding today. Really
Second half, he was brilliant. Well, we're going to speak to him shortly. He's standing by. How happy were you, Sattelmeyer, in goal today to keep a clean sheet? He didn't have an awful lot to do, did he?
No, but he's got a good mentality. You know, he works well. He kicks a good ball. He's confident. He's a good talker. So, yeah, he probably would like some more to done, but he can only do what he has to deal with, and he dealt with it terrifically today.
Yeah, it's a shame in a way that one that he saved, it was offside, wasn't it, from Steve Davis?
Yeah, well, I almost didn't see the save because I looked straight away at the linesman, and as soon as I see the flag go up, I don't see anything else. I'm just relieved. But yeah, it was a good save, that's right. It certainly was.
Yeah, and back at home, back in the league as well, it's been almost a bit of a distraction with the cup, but we were in second in the table. We're talking about a great start, but it's turning into a great season, isn't it?
Well, you only say that at the end of it. You know, you only say it's a great season when you know, the last game comes, wherever that may be. So, but at the moment, you know, I've said all along since we got a squad together, we have got a good group of lads. And I said on Friday, you know, I come off the training ground on Thursday, and they lift you from the players because the quality that's in there is terrific, and the way they go about the job. And you can't be successful just with the 11 or a 12 or a 13. It's the other lad, the underbelly, who are there and pushing them and training well at the maximum. Listen, we're not getting carried away. It's a really good performance today. Delighted to get the four goals, delighted to get the clean sheet. And we move on.
You mentioned about one or two of the Rochdale players and the way that they play. How big a help is it having Greg Abbott going to watch the potential opposition for you and him coming back with his, with his detail? And, that, and he's not paid me to ask you this question.
It's probably more of a hindrance getting Greg to go. His lad's a better scout, to be honest. But of course it is, yeah. And, you know, we discussed, he went up on Wednesday night to watch him. Obviously, we knew they'd make a lot of changes because it was a checker trade. But we had an idea. How they would go, and of course, you know, Greg's doing a fantastic job. I've got to say, we've got a really, really good staff. We brought Chris Short in, who's terrific at what he does. You know, obviously I know Kenny. We've got Banksy, terrific goalkeeper and coach. But they all want to go. They're all been at games. Banksy's been out at a game. Kenny's been at a game. I've been at a game. Greg's been at a game. You know, it's a really good team. You know, behind the scenes, if you like, and that runs all through it. You know. Unfortunately, Chris Royce, who's a fantastic physio, only young lad, you know, he's at home laid up with his leg, and we wish him a speedy recovery. He had a bad break playing football, but I'm really pleased. In a short pace of time, we've built a squad and we've built a good staff in behind it. And you know, one thing is, you can be guaranteed, the support has been guaranteed, is everyone is conscientious and working as hard as we can. As I say, there's never any guarantees to results and how you play. You might be rotten one day and get beat. You can't be great for 46 games, and there'll be times. Again, you look at Phil Parkinson. You know, Phil has a fantastic first part of the season, gets manager of the month, then they had a poor, and people saying, oh, it'll be time for him to go. It's ridiculous nowadays in football, it really is. But we'll have ups and downs. Well, we had a massive down last week, we bounced back today, so, you know, we, as long as we keep on an even keel, the saying is, don't get too high with highs and don't get too low with lows. You know, I'll be getting high tonight.
I was going to say
I was that bumming low last week.
Has that made your weekend? Because obviously from last night to this.
Yeah, no,
after what
of course
happened to Scotland.
I'm one of them. We've won today. I watch the game back, but my mind now is on Southend. Whereas if you lose, it stays with me for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So we move on and we enjoy it, and the players will enjoy it, and we'll look forward to next Saturday.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about Chris Royston, the physio. I've never known of a physio actually breaking his leg before. Mm. You know, I can imagine what your reaction was. You know, hopefully he's going to recover, you know, fully fit again, because I know he's been in hospital. How is he?
Yeah, well, he had a 6-hour operation on Monday. I don't think they've seen a break like it. You know, fibula, tibia, ankle, everything. But, you know, again, he's so conscientious. He's on his iPad. He's you can do all this stuff, send through what Macca should be doing in training, what somebody else should be doing fitness wise. Him and Dale worked hand in hand with Chris Short, so the lad's so conscientious and he's desperate to get back. Once he gets his crutches, he'll be back and be part of it. So as I say, I don't know if he'll be listening. He probably listens to another better station. I don't know. there you go, Chris. But if he's listening, you know, all the best and we'll see you soon.
And in the meantime, you've got Dr. Vince down there with you, haven't you, as well?
That's it.
Thanks to Stuart, enjoy your weekend. There you go. Beaten as a Scotland supporter yesterday, but in high spirits today, the gaffer.